truly a great privilege and a trust to be able to speak at this annual Thanksgiving legal holiday presentation. It's even a trust for myself to be able to introduce Rabbi Simon. As I mentioned in the past, I consider Rabbi Simon my virtual Rebbe.
Okay, I'm listening to Rabbi Simon, Sharon.
Although I never had the trust to listen to Rabbi Simon, but I've listened to many, many of his shurim, and I think this is the shurim, both in Chumash and Halacha, and I'm sure everyone listening does know that Rabbi Simon, the good is for him on this day. I just want to say that he himself, perhaps a different way of viewing giving Hayda and saying thank you. Parasha, Parasha's Vayyotze, it's perhaps the perfect parasha that Thanksgiving falls out in for us to understand and to learn from our great mother. Learn from both Rachel and Leah how exactly to properly give thanks.
I believe it. You owe Bobby the money.
Amongst the neurologists to discuss a problem. There were quite a few people that were, when they would wake up in the morning, they would get very sick. Waking up in the morning to going from starting their day, they jump out of bed and they find themselves.
Excuse me, Rabbi Sokol. Can everybody mute themselves? Somebody doesn't know that they're talking in the background. We can't hear the shir.
Why doesn't the host mute everybody? The host has that capability.
Right. Yeah. Melanie?
Can
you help me?
Yeah, Simon's the host. He's just getting it right to handle the, you know, it's just the technical things.
And then he'll have to mute people as they come on. Or if that person, if they're not muted, will stay unmuted.
I'm definitely not the host.
You know what the wrong college?
Does anyone know how to mute everyone?
Make him the co-host. Make Moshe Carroll the co-host.
Moshe Carroll? Okay.
For each other, but they have issues. And when at the end of the movie, the issues are resolved. That's all
Malcolm. Who should I make co-host?
Moshe Carroll.
Okay.
Otherwise, what would be the comedy?
MP.
That's what it is.
Okay. He's co-host, so if he knows how to do it.
Okay. Moshe Carroll.
Oh, here, I figured it out. Mute
I'm getting
Okay.
And he's co-host too?
Yeah.
Okay, Moshe, you're co-host.
Okay, I think we're good now.
Okay.
Okay, so as we reflect on this day of Thanksgiving, for Yidden, I think we have a little bit of a different outlook on the entire concept of giving thanks and giving Hodah. And I think this week's parasha, Parasha the Yates, is perhaps the perfect parasha for Thanksgiving to fall out in, because in this week's parasha, as we'll see in a few minutes, the Torah shows us through the lives of both Rachel and Leah how a Yid gives Hodah, how a Yid gives thanks. But there was a meeting a few years ago amongst the neurologists to deal with a problem that they were experiencing with their patients. That many people were finding them, when they would wake up in the morning and they would get up from sleeping, they'd find themselves feeling very faint. Because they'd rush from the lying position where the blood was in one. So when they'd sit up and all of a sudden now the blood would flow and they would get very lightheaded. So one of the neurologists at the meeting suggested
I'm about to start a shiur. Can I call you
after the shiur? Before they start their morning, they should sit on their bed for 12 seconds. Okay. At the conclusion of the 12 seconds, they should get up and start their morning. And there was a neurologist there, was a from Yid. And the neurologist said, can I have the podium? I want to say something. And the Yid said, you know, it's amazing. We Jews say this little blessing in the morning called Moda Ani. Moda Ani has 12 words. The exact time for the 12 seconds delay from when a person gets up from his sleep to when he gets on his feet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu built into the Bria that we spend 12 seconds sitting on our bed every morning reciting a small prayer to remind us of thank you Hashem for giving us another day. So we as Yidden have a very different outlook on what does it mean to say thank you to Hashem, thank you to others, thank you to the world around us. But in this week's parasha, we find something amazing. The Torah tells us about Leah. That when Leah had a fourth son, she makes a comment of Apam Oides Hashem. This time I'm saying thankful. I'm grateful and thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara tells us something which is hard for us to imagine. The Gemara says that Leah was the first person in Jewish history from the time of the creation of the world to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the question that everyone is bothered with is, how can that be that Leah was the first person to say thank you to Hashem? There are chazal that imply that other people before Leah said it. We'd imagine that Avraham Avinu said thank you when he was saved from his misyaynus. How can it be Leah was the first person to say thank you for what she got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And there are many answers given to this question. I want to mention one answer. One of the answers that are brought down in the name of the Torah, Tamima, son of Yerach HaShochan, he says what Leah was saying is that I'm thankful because now I've got more than it was originally given to me. Originally, each one of the women were going to have three children, and that would make up the 12 shvatim. And when Leah got her fourth, she said to herself, I now am getting more than I deserve. I was only supposed to have three, and now I'm having four. And the thank you that Leah was expressing was what we call today, more than I really deserve. And I think this is something that we can all connect to, because very often we ask ourselves, do I deserve all the good that Hashem is giving me? We'd like to believe that we don't get enough good things in this world, but perhaps we should look at it differently. Maybe I'm getting more than I really deserve based on my merit and based on the lifestyle that I'm living. And therefore, Leah is saying that I'm giving thanks because I appreciate that I am getting more than I perhaps deserve on my own merit. As a popular radio host, not Jewish, he gives advice about money, how to invest and what to invest. His name is Dave Ramsey, lives in the South. Southern part of the country. When anyone calls in onto the radio show to ask questions, so they always ask politely, how are you doing? And his response always is, better than I deserve. That's always his classic response. And it's mamish nizvart. Better than I deserve means that why do I deserve the good that Hashem has given me? We take it for granted that it's a given that we should have all the wonderful things we have in our life. But Leah taught us in this week's parasha that we have to really appreciate all that we have and ask ourselves, is all the good that I have really more than I do deserve? Maybe I'm not deserving of all of these things. And that's the idea of Hakaras HaTov that we learn from Leah. But there's another element in the parasha as well when it comes to Rachel. When Rachel is blessed after so many years of not having a child, so she makes a rather interesting statement. She says, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for giving me a child, so now I have whom to blame when something breaks in the house. Now I have a reason that if something happens, I can blame it on my child. Now any parent who's anticipating a child, that's the last thing on their mind of the beauty of children. The beauty of children is so many other things. You don't think that the beauty of a child is now you have something to blame things on if something happens in the house. So the Mefarshim will bother, why would this be the expression that Rachel makes? And the answer that is given is that of course Rachel appreciated all the other parts. But sometimes in life, we overlook the littlest things. We only look at the big picture, all the great miracles and amazing things. But when there's the little things in life, we say, that's not worth me acknowledging. That doesn't deserve my hakaras hatov. Rachel Avinu said, even the smallest element, the smallest minor perk of having a child, might be something as small as using them as a blame, even that I have appreciation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even the smallest thing I'm grateful for. Not only the big things, to have a child, to have a nachas, to have something that will continue my legacy. Of course, that's what she was proud of and grateful for. But she was grateful even for something as small, something as little as having someone to perhaps blame things on. So I think as we come to this year, we had a very difficult year as a country, as a people, and as individuals. This is a very hard year for all of us. And as we look back on this year, I think we all have a lot to be grateful for. For all of us that are here, that are present today, have so much to be grateful for. Because sadly, we know there are many that are not here to join this year, and are no longer with us. So we have much to be grateful for, much to be appreciated for. And even the fact that we can do this year via Zoom is something that we can be grateful for. Most of us would have thought that in a time when we can't get together in social distancing, the shiur, the Torah would be lost, but Baruch Hashem, we're grateful that someone invented a program and a concept called Zoom, that Torah could continue not only here, but throughout the world, where Torah would have normally had to stop. There'd be such a breakdown of Limanat Torah, but Baruch Hashem, through Zoom, we can have Torah, we could spread Torah. So I think this year, perhaps more than other years, we take a step back and reflect on all the good HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us and our families, and we express our HaKadosh HaTorah the way we learned it from our wonderful Imais, from Rachel and from Leah. Our bracha is that, Mir Hashem, through our recognition of all the good that we have in this world, and all the good Hashem continues to give us, He should continue to give us good for ourselves and for our family. And Mitzvah Hashem, we should all be zeichet to see the ultimate gula, the ultimate toiv, with the arrival of Mashiach. It's now my pleasure and my ultimate zchus to welcome Rabbi Simon to deliver the ship.
Okay, thank you so much, Rabbi Sokolov. Okay, so thank you.
We can't hear you.
You can't hear?
Rabbi Simon has to unmute himself so we can hear him.
Oh, okay. Moshe, can you unmute me? What? Moshe?
Go on the lower left-hand corner where the microphone is and click on the microphone. There you go.
Now you can hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. The Zecha Nishma Savi Murray Yaakov Yisrael Pilchas, the Zecha Nishma Daniel Shainabas Yeshua Falak. I would like to thank the Muradasa, Rabbi Sokolov, for being able to continue our minhag, our chazaka, more than a chazaka, for many, many years, probably over 20 years, at least. And, Dr. Maybrook, who's the founder of it, and Dr. Horowitz, and Steve Brazil, and all the chashuvim that come every year. And, we always, in this year, everything's a suffix. What's going to be? What's going to be? But Baruch Hashem, the Torah has to continue. Chazal say, Torah shalmarati ba'af yomdali. That the Torah that you learn under more difficult situations, that's the Torah that's going to stay with you. So it's a schus to be here. Since the last year, Thanksgiving, unfortunately, my father was nifter before Pesach, and he always, the years that he was able to, he always liked to come to Queens and attend the shir. So have that in mind, Lezecher, Ilay Nishmaso. And it's a big schus to be here. I always acknowledge also the presence of Rabbi Schoenfeld, who also joins us. So it's a tremendous schus to be here. And I ask that the shir be a little shorter than it normally is. The secret's been that the reason I make the shir so long is then so we could daven mincha together afterwards. But since that's not happening in this situation, so I was asked to make the shir around an hour or so, and I'd love to make it much longer, but and we have three packets here. Dr. Horowitz asked me how we're going to do three packets in an hour, but we'll see. You didn't know that I was a Balmoifis, so... Yeah, we'll see how we'll do it. So there's a topic that came up a lot this year, and a lot of topics about Corona and everyone, this Shaila and that Shaila, and Svarim have come out, about Inyani Corona and all the different halachic issues that came out. But the question that one of the big questions, and it's not only a Corona Shaila, it comes up, obviously it could come up in any time, is that's Tziruf L'Minyan. In other words, a Minyan, we know we have 10 people, we make a Minyan, and the question is, where do the people have to be? Do they have to be in a certain location, a certain distance, to make the Minyan? What are the parameters? 10 people, but 10 people where? You have a courtyard. Some people, make the outdoor minyanim, which I still am a participant of an outdoor minyan, at least for Mincha Maariv, and we started at the beginning of May. Rabbi Danny Rapp was very instrumental in getting it off the ground with Rabbi Willig, and we still have the Mincha Maariv part of it. And it's a fascinating idea about, do the people, we have what we call the cage minion. We have a cage right behind our building. This is the building that Rav David Lifshitz Tzatzal used to live in. And And behind the building, there's a cage, you know, a big cage, you know, barbed wire, and you can all come in to the cage. And we have some benches there. It's geschmack. If the weather's good, it's ganz geschmack. But sometimes, like, we had a Shiloh that one fellow wasn't ready yet to come down. You know, different people have different attitudes towards Corona when they feel that they're ready to come out of the apartment and etc. So this fellow was davening from the fourth floor, and we could see him in his window, and we could wave, you know, and see him. The question is he mitzuref? Say Baruch Hashem, we always got 10 without him, but what if we would have 9 downstairs in the ground floor, and he would be up there? So he's clearly in a different rishus, in a different domain. He's with, you know, 10 tefachim above. He was more, you know, many feet above where we were. And could he be mitzuref to the minyan? There was other shailas about kriyas haTorah. You know, people had kriyas haTorah from afar. There were some communities that, you know, just gave people aliyahs. You got the aliyah from where you were. You were in the 10th row. We just call you to have the aliyah. You don't have to go anyplace. You just stay there and you say the bracha. Is that a proper mahalach? Or there are even communities that person would read the Torah from the ground floor. They would read the Torah from the ground floor, and that guy would from the fifth floor. They would call him for an aliyah. You know, so he would say the bracha from the fifth floor from his balcony to get the. And he would get an aliyah. Is that proper? Is it improper? What's this all based on? So there's a lot of makoros to this. And then Dr. Horowitz asked me also. Well, Dr. Maybrook first asked me to speak about, you know, these minyanim. You know, you always have these minyanim, and one person takes forever. You know, that kach, you know, darker shel olam. That you can have 10 people davening, and then one guy is going forever. Do you have to wait for him that you could start chazaras or shots? This guy is taking forever. And then Dr. Horowitz asked me to speak a little bit about Magen Avos, that in these minyanim, so normally we have the halacha Magen Avos that you only have Magen Avos with a minyan kavua. So on these minyanim, are they called minyan kavua? You know, what gives something a status of a minyan kavua versus not a minyan kavua? And that was another point. And if there's anything else, you know, we always appreciate people speaking up if they'd like to. Just remember to mute yourself afterwards, and that's good. Okay, so in the first packet here, it says minyan itziv for the minyan, that was packet Lamed Gimel. We have a discussion in the Truvas HaRashba. In the Truvas HaRashba. Sha'al, on page 2 here. Sha'alta, al masha samchu b'chol gililo seinu she shlich tzibur omid b'teva. So he says, like, the shlich tzibur would stand on, you know, the bima. The bima would be elevated, you know, so it would be higher up. She gavoa asart, you know, would be 10 tefachim high, and 4 tefachim rechava arba. Sheish la mechitzas gavoas umotzias harabim betfila. And the shliach tzibur would, you know, be motzi rabim and say kaddish kedusha only acharav kaddish v'chol dovah shebekdusha. And the question is that proper? How do you do that? Because he's in a different rishus, right? If you're 10 tefachim above the ground, then you're in a different rishus. I remember I had this. I have this chus. I still have this chus that my wife is from the Lower East Side, so my in-laws are from the Lower East Side. So Sukkos is, you know, a time that we spent Sukkos many times in the Lower East Side, and we in the Lower East Side they have communal Sukkos. So many years we had the big chus to be together with Rabbi David Feinstein Zatzal in the Sukkah. And that was the best time to speak to him, because he wasn't going anywhere. He was, you know, in the sukkah. So you got him. You know, so over the years, I had many conversations in the sukkah with Reb David. So one of the conversations we once had was, you know, when it comes to Simchas Torah. And, you know, Simchas Torah, the hakafas can go on forever. This year, in many shuls, the hakafas were chick-chock, which I intimate is probably what people did, you know, many years ago. You know, the concept of having these long hakafas probably is a much more recent idea. I can't believe that it existed 100 years ago and things like that. So such long hakafas. But okay, whatever, not, you know, whatever gives people chizuk. So, and then the question is, when the Torah is moving, you're really not supposed to be sitting. But how are you going to work that? People can't stay, especially elderly people, they can't, you know, they can't sit, they can't stand for so long. So we were discussing various possibilities. So one of the possibilities that he was mentioning is if you keep the Torah in one rishus, like the Torah is on the bima, and the people are on a different rishus, and they maybe that could be a possibility of a heter. And you know that's a whole discussion. But that was the thing. So you have here this tshuva in the Rashba, where he discusses, so how do you have the chazan in one rishus, the people are in another rishus? The ten tefachim above the ground. So he says that, yeah, the first word on this
meeting is being recorded.
On the left side of the page, the first word on the line is Rowan. The line before that, Sherowin, on the left side of page 2, one line above. Orani Omer, She'ev Shalomar, She'kol Sherowim Eilu Es Eilu, Ki'ilu Hein Bebayis Echadami Umitztarfin. As long as the people could see each other, Rowim Eilu Es Eilu, so even if you're not in the same Rishus, Mitztarfin. And the source of this is in Hilchas Zimun and Birkas Hamazon, Shtei chabur shayu b'vayis echad, bezman shemekzotzim roim eilu aseidu, hareilu mitztarfin lezimun. The lo teim adafke b'vayis mamish, the b'vayis echad haynu bira achas, k'mo sha'omru, the koru l'bira b'vayis, v'chein b'vayis l'vayis ha'omru p'sochim. So the simple pshat, I mean, we would have to read the whole Rashba together, which we don't have time to read the whole, but one svara that he's giving in the Chuvas HaRashba is that the Chazan could see, even though he's elevated, the Chazan could see you could see the Chazan. So, Shalom al Yisrael. So then you're Mitzuref. So even if the Chazan is number 10, you see the Chazan is 1, and you have 9 other people, so 9 plus 1 is 10. So you need the Tziruf to come together. So he says that as long as you could miktsasim roim elu, that would be sufficient. In other words, so according to this approach, not everyone has to be in the same domain to be able to mitzarif the minyan, even if they're different domains. Miktsasim roim, they could see roim elu, it's okay. Then there's a tshuva of the Rashbash, the son of the Tashbates, Rav Shlomo Duran. That's here on page 3. Shlomo ben Rabbeinu Shimon bar Tzemach. Shimon bar Tzemach is the Tashbates. Shlomo is his son. So he disagrees. He says, no, it's not true. Look what he writes here on page 4. Here, take a look on page 4 on the left side. V'yesh, the paragraph begins V'yesh hefresh bein tziruf shel tefila she'sha'altem l'tziruf shel birkas hamazon. She'tziruf shel tefila she'sha'altem lav hu she'atem rotzim l'hashlim minyan asara ba'oz posum shebechutz. In other words, the discussion of making a minyan and the discussion of benching are not the same. He says, because Shebechol Malkum Yesh Kidei Tzorach El Sherotim Liftor Atzma Bebrocha Achas Min HaChaburs Uvezet Sirv Kol Duhusagi. In other words, when it comes to Zimun, it's easier to be Mitzarev people for a Zimun. So there, if you have two and one, and they see each other, so you have your three. But for a minion, you need asara b'mokum echad v'leka. So the Tashbetz, the Rashbash, the son of the Tashbetz, says no. If they're not all in the same rishus, then it doesn't work. We one of the times we had a minion in the cage I was describing you, a fenced in area. And every once in a while, either there were some people that still wanted to be, you know, were super machmir on social distance. So they didn't want to come into the cage, but they were on the outside of the cage, you know. And there was one fellow who said to me before the davening, he said, you know, please can you ask him to come in, because I'm machmir that you have to be in the same rishus. If not, I'm going to go daven someplace else. You know, so I didn't want to have a machloikas here, so I convinced the guy who was outside the cage, please come in. This way he'll daven with us and Shalom Al Yisrael. Because he's following this shita, that if you don't have all the people in the same rishus, so if you have a fenced in area, and somebody's on the other side of the fence, and it's all fenced in, so, and you have nine and one, so it's not good, according to this Rashbash. It's not good. Because you have to be in the same rishus, and the concept of miktsosim roim elu es elu, so not all rishonim agree. Because again, it was only said in the context of zimun that you could, as long as you could see it. But if it's not in the context of zimun, so if it's a context of making a minion, that's a harder accomplishment to make a minion. You know, this time and age, a lot of practice in making minyanim. So to make a minyan is so there. The Rashba says you need everyone to be in the same rishus, and you can't compare zimun to tefillah. So the question is: so how do we paskin in this shaila? So let's take a look in the Shulchan Aruch. In Simon Nun Hey. Let's see. So, let's see what, one second. Yeah. This is page 10. Page 10. In Shulchan Aruch, Simon Nun Hey, Sif Yud Dalet. Yud Dalet. Okay, let's learn it together. Misha Omer Achorei Beis HaKnesses. When somebody is standing in the back, outside the shul, he's Achorei Beis HaKnesses. Ubeinem Chalom. And there's a window between the shul and where this guy is. Afilu Gavoa Kama Komus. In other words, even though he's It reminds me of the case that I was telling you before, that we had the guys in the cage in the bottom, and then we had someone else in the apartment, and he could see us through the window. Right, he's looking at them, he's showing his face to them. So the Shulchan Aruch seemingly does not hold from the Rashbash. The Shulchan Aruch presumably holds that even if you're not in the same Rishus, even if you're in different Rishuyos, it could be good as long as you could see. He marl upon him. He's showing his face. I mean, because he uses a Lashon, Afilu Gavoa Kama Komos. Even if he's many stories above. The shul is on the ground level, and he's in some other place that's many komos above, but they could see, you know, he could see them. He's marl upon him. He's showing his face to them. So then, the mitzurif. So it seems, and this is from the Orchas Chaim, we have the Xerox on the previous page, but it seems that in the Shulchan Aruch he's not, Pasha says he's not holding from the, from what the Rash Bash said. Now the Orach HaShulchan on page 17 has a Chiddush. From page 17. He wants to say a pshat in this this halacha about Misha Omer Acharei Beis HaKnesses, that thing. Ubeinem chalon afil gavo kama komos afil einu rochav arba umar lampanav kein evi besifro b'shem god v'svir l'ndarias haponim b'inyan zeh havi k'chol haguf v'efshar d'kevin d'kol b'yasar shechin t'sharia v'ikar ashor shechin ahol haponim. It's okay. He said you should be able to see your face. So he says that's a fascinating idea. What's the, that you should be able to see your face? He says because the cave in the chol be'asor shechina shari ikar shros hashechina he al aponim. Ikar shros hashechina is on the ponim. Ketiksev ki karan or ponov. So therefore, it's dafka the face. In other words, it's not enough that you could see there's a person's elbow or something like that. You could see his. That's a fascinating idea. To get the shechina to come, you have to be able to see the yid's face. That's a fascinating idea. V'yesh mishakonos of davgav da aliyus einam et starfas lomdim base babayis mikol mokim aliyus einam et chitzus gmurus el kolonis b'ofen sharoim elu mishmata ulai b'shas yishnulhatir mi uzev vadeh omdim baz ezus noshim lo yitstarfim omdim base knesses yeshe chalonus from elus elu kevin sham chitzus gmurus hein havin shtei rishuyus v'lo domi lo omen achrei base knesses the tsarif.
So he says a fascinating idea, the Orach HaShulchan. I'm not convinced, but maybe you could, if you're convinced, then you could fight for the Orach HaShulchan's pshat. But he says that the case in the Shulchan Aruch is one guy high up. He's dafka if he's outside, but if he himself is in an enclosed area, so he doesn't think even if you could see, then that it's mitzuref. In other words, the scenario I gave you, we were all standing downstairs on the ground floor in this cage, and then there's a building right next door, and he's inside in the apartment. So the simple shot, we thought that the din in the shul, the mechaber, is saying if they could see each other, that it's a mitzuref. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, no, that's only if he's outside. Then, if you could see him, even though he's a couple of stories high, but he's in some outside, like in Washington Heights, you have areas that, you know, you could, you know, the hill, it's a hilly area. So you could be on top of a hill, you could be outside, and you're in different reshus from somebody else. So he says, that's the case that he's talking about. But if you're contained in a reshus, and the other people, and they want to be mitzar for you to their minion, even if you can see each other, the Aruch HaShulchan says, it's not going to work. It's only in the case of the that he's outside. But in the case where that I gave you, that the guy is, the Olam, the nine people are downstairs, and there's one person upstairs, but he has to be outside. He can't be in his own enclosed area. I'm not convinced. I'm not convinced from this Aruch HaShulchan. I don't know. I'm not convinced. If you're convinced, I would love to. You know, I'm willing to listen. But I thought the Aruch HaShulchan.
I want to clarify, Rav Simon.
Yes.
This is only to mitzarif to make the initial.
To make the initial minion, right?
But if once there's a minion, then you want to be in the Ezra's Nashim. There's no problem. If you want to be.
Yeah, he's talking about it, right? Making the initial minion, right?
So a lot of times when there is 10 people, there's nothing wrong to go away if you don't want to be. If you want to be extra cautious, there's nothing wrong to go into, let's say, there's a Nashim.
Right. So he's saying, right. If they could see you, right.
No, why do you have to see? If they have the 10, you don't have to see them.
They have to see. I mean, they would have to at least see you to be mitzarif. Not to make the minion, but to be part of the part of the the Tibor.
Wait. In, for example, if you let's go back before Corona. If you have an Ezes Noshim where the woman cannot see the men at all, you're telling me they're not part of the. They should not answer Kedusha?
No, they maybe could answer Kedusha because maybe Kedusha is Afilu Mechitza Shel Barzel Einum Afsekas. You know, Vim Shema Shemayim. But the question is, are they considered? Is that considered Tefillah B'Tzibur?
So excuse me. So if I want to be in the Ezes Noshim, I have to see the people. Of the 10 people?
Right, well, they may have to be able to see you, so there's some tzirif. So that's what the Rash was saying. That's only once the minion is made, they can bring you in also. But to create the minion, if they're different, it's just not.
I'm just want to, forgive me, to clarify.
So what I'm saying is that to make it, there's a difference, like you said, there could be a difference between making a minion, make the original, and the being part of the tzibur, that they don't need you to make the minion. So
you're part of the tzibur. You have to see
them. So to be part of the tzibur, you can answer Kaddish and Kedusha. You don't have to be part of the tzibur to answer Kaddish and Kedusha.
So what am I losing if I don't see the tzibur?
You might not get tefillah. It might be that you're davening b'tzibur. You might be davening b'zman shatzibur mispalin, but you might not get the kiyum of davening b'tzibur.
Do I have to see the whole tzibur or just one person?
No, this is the whole tzibur.
Just one person?
Yeah.
So if the rav is on the pulpit, what they call, and I see him, then there's no problem?
Yes, if you could see him, he could see you, say, then, and there's already 15 people downstairs, and you're the...
Okay, so you see after us, okay.
Okay, but the question is to make the initial tziruf. So the Shulchan Aruch is mashma, unless you assume like the Aruch HaShulchan, the Shulchan Aruch is mashma that that you could have six people here, four people here, and it's good as long as you could see each other.
Maybe. Is it possible that the Pshat Aruch HaShulchan is megedah tafasta merubah like tafasta?
Meaning?
Each one is a bigger chiddush. From somebody standing outside, not in a separate rishus, and if you see that, you want to be marba another chiddush. It's definitely more chiddush.
More chiddush than if he's in his own rishus.
No, yeah, two separate rishusim is a bigger chiddush than somebody.
Yeah, I've others are two bigger rishus. Yeah.
So how do we? You need a raya too. We don't.
No, who says? Omila havi raya. I mean, how do you know that the case in the Shulchan Aruch wasn't talking about? That the guy was in his own rishus. Almila haviraya. In other words, the lashon of Shulchan Aruch is, lashon of Shulchan Aruch is, Misha omen acharei beis kenesis ubeneim chalon, afil gavol kama komos. So to me, that means, and he's outdoors, and there's a you mean the window of the shul.
The minion inside is on the second floor. The inside people are, the shul is on the kind of...
Yeah, is that the Poshup shot? Misho min achrei beis ha-knesses, v'neim chalon afil gavo kama... Who's the gavo kama komos?
Well, he's standing outside the chatzar. So he must be on the ground.
No. You could say maybe it's like my kid, the case we had. The oilam is standing on the ground in the cage... And he's in his apartment building.
But that's not Chatzar Beis HaKnesses.
Who says
Misha Aymed Achayre Beis HaKnesses.
Right.
Outside. Typical Beis HaKnesses outside the door.
He's Achayre Beis HaKnesses. Ubeneim Chalon.
Ubeneim Chalon. But he's near, he's visible.
Afilu Gavoa Kama Komos.
Even if the shul is...
Yeah, the shul. You think that's the pashup shot? I'm willing to hear. I'm very open minded.
I'm not so willing to tell the rabbi of shot.
But if you think that's a shot, okay. Aruch HaShulchan said it, so the Aruch HaShulchan said it.
I'm just saying maybe that's what Aruch HaShulchan was saying.
Yeah, maybe. Look, let me show you. Let me show you. There's a chidah. This rabbi Eddie Reichman pointed out to me. There's a chidah. It's quoted in the Ber Hetev. Take a look. on page 26. So this case is mamish beferish. He has a case, as Rabbi Eddie Reichman pointed out for me. You have people that are quarantining. And there's six people in one house and four people in another house. And there's now this is mamish in the house. They're both in the house. This is no shaila. And there's a window in between. Could you make a minyan now? Could you have a minyan that way? So look what he says. He says, Kosov od b'machzik bracha. Machzik bracha is the chidah. Below zirto. What does that mean, Rashalom? Mokum sheshomri mibnei ipush avir. People are, you know, there's some type of ipush avir, some type of virus going around. And the people don't want to go out. Rashalom shekorim kantrumps, some type of quarantine. Sheyesh beis kitos, the two groups. Shisha b'bayis echad v'arba b'bayis acher. Six and four. Ve'en yicholim ligo zebeze. Nistapek chochem echad im hadal yicholim lios lufnei pesach habayis v'yitztarfu la'sora kevin sharoim zed ze. So that was, can we put together six and four? So the Orach HaShulch would say absolutely not. Because even if you hold Rom, the Rashbash would say absolutely not. But the question is, if you hold that not that way, that Riyah enough is good. So he says, Kosov kevin de eilu ein rashoim likonis lefnim vashomer imam basada lefnei apesav gam asher. In other words, there's a shomer. No one's allowed to come in to the other guy's house. You know, they keep strict rules here. V'gam asher b'bayis lo yuchu lotzei schutz ke mokum tzar b'machutz v'gam mavra l'rabim v'eilu hadalad v'shtadlim lavo al apesav marim lem pneim. So the four come to the doorway or come to the window and they show their faces to the other people. Havale Kimare, next page, page 27. Kimare pon of der chalon de mitstarif. He's a mitstarif. Kulshe kin huf. So he says they're mitstarif. And there it's beferish that it's two batim, not like the Orach HaShulchan. Kol shukin hu dekevi the efshar b'shum panim liyos yachad. V'kal v'chomer hu midina d'le'el d'smuch al poskim shalo yivadlo arboim yom milomer kadosh u'kedusha. He thinks you can rely on this. Or else you'd have to go 40 days. Arboim halvai, we should only have a question of 40 days. It shouldn't go 40 days that they couldn't say kadosh u'kedusha. So you can rely that it's mitzuref even... You can rely that it's Mitzuref if they can see each other. Even though each one is in a separate Rishus. It's not like the guy, like the Orach HaShulchan's case, where he interprets the Shulchan Aruch that he's Dafka outside. Okay, now, there's another halacha. Now, if you look in the supplement, right, that's the second packet of the supplement. So it says in the supplement, Shnei Chabur Shal, Olchlos V'vayis Acher Echa, U'b'shnei Batim, and Mitzazim Ro'a Emelos U'mitztar from the Zimun, right? So you have two Chaburs, they can be star from the Zimun, and they can see each other. But then he writes, V'yesh Misha Omer, on page 2, V'yesh misha omish im rishus harabim afsekes bein shnei habatim einem mitzdarfim b'shum inyan. In other words, even according to the shita that Riya alone is sufficient, but if there's a public passageway that's coming between the two homes, like you have a home on two sides of the street, you have a home on two sides of the street, and then the rishus harabim is in between. So this din in Shulchan Aruch says that, therefore, it won't be mitzdarif. Afilu l'man da Omar, that Riyah alone is mitzdarif, it's not going to be mitzdarif. And says the Taz, in Sifkat Beis, Nira d'lav davk rishus harabish. You don't need a technical din of rishus harabim. Afilu shvil hayachid. Even if it's a passageway, you know, like it's a little narrow passageway. People go through. People from the building go through. It's not a. It's not Shishim Ribo. It's not Tezayin Amma. It's nothing. It's just a passageway that a Yechidim go through. Says the Taz, that also breaks up the Tzirif. That also breaks up the Tzirif. So, I had a Shaila. A friend of mine asked me a Shaila. It was right before Rosh Hashanah. Right before Rosh Hashanah, my friend calls me up, and he says that the family got the virus, and he's quarantined, so he can't be in shul on Rosh Hashanah. So obviously he's going to hear a shofar, someone will blow from it, whatever it is. He'll hear the shofar. But he wanted to know that, could he daven, there's a din in the Gemara of Odozara that you shouldn't daven be Yechidus, Musaf and Rosh Hashanah, the first 3 hours of the day, because that's when the din is, and you're never supposed to daven alone during the Shas HaDin. So he wanted to know, there's a shul across the, you know, could he, but there might have been a passageway in between. So if you hold that the passageway is mafsik, then he wouldn't be able to, you know, to be part of the minyan. And then he's considered davening b'yichidus. And then maybe he can't daven b'yichidus at that point. The Gimel Shos Rishonos, because you're not supposed to with the first 3 hours of the day. Oh. So, someone pointed out, there is a Torah journal. There's a Torah journal that comes out in Muncie. It comes out a couple of times a year. It's called Or Yisrael. And there's several people wrote, a lot of different articles were written on the topic of porch minyan. And here on page 4, and then another article on page 5, he says, "V'inyan im efshar l'tzarif mispalim mipein paros kasher over reshus harabim b'neim." They want to make porch minyanim, but then, in other words, I can see across the street from your, right? But the cars are going between us. So the Shus HaRabim Mafsik. So Pashas is, like Rabbi Black said to me, Shachorah, it should be a problem. And Rabbi Black said to me, and you know, you have the sheet of even Shvil HaYochid is a problem. But so these proskim that these two Rabbanim are quoting are going to say the following Chiddush. That the din of Shus HaRabim Mafsik Beinehim is only brought down in Hilchas Birkas HaMazon. But in Hilchas, in Siman Nun Hey, where it talks about Tziruf Laminyan, it doesn't have that halacha. Now, Pashas is, you could say, well, all the whole idea of Roam Elu Etz Elu is coming from the Hilchas Zimun. So, Luchara, that halacha also should be transferred over. But it's interesting that the Shulchan Aruch never says the din of Shus HaRabim Mafsik in Hilchas Tefillah. So maybe even, and the svar being that because Zeman is a din of Shlosha Sh'ochel Ke'echad. So there's a more chiyuv to be, that could be Ke'echad. You can't say it's Ke'echad if there's a Shvil being Mafsik. But for a minyan, as long as there's some type of Tziruf, maybe it is. Only the Pri Megadim, maybe you could say only, what do you need only? The Pri Megadim is good enough. But he says the Pri Megadim is the one who points out that the din of Shvil HaMafsik applies even to Tziruf for a minyan. But the other poskim never quote it. That's what he writes here on. Take a look on page 6. He says the Chayin Magan Avram in the left side, the arrow on the left side. The Chayin Magan Avram. And the Alter Rebbe Adon Hazaken Vapri Chodesh Ramati Yosef and Mishnah Brura Lo Kosu Zos Raka Pri Megadim Nun Hesiv Kav Yud Beis Kosher Shereshus Rabbim Afsika Beinem Hu Ayochid Migdolei Achronim Shekosef Kain. In other words, he's the only one who said there's a din of Hefsik of Reshus Rabbim not only by Zimun but even by tzir for a minyan. Lo hevi mishne brur devar ve'elu, av she'evi menu riboy pratim, etc. V'chein, adoni ha'zokein, av she'kosu v'sirim kuf hei, kuf tzari hei, pei 7. B'din zimun, she'mafsik derech shur shuram b'ayneim, b'komokim lo kosov kein, kosov zos b'simen nun hei, v'tzir v'asara. Rak kosov she'ein michit se'shal barzal mafseket, etc. Ava lo kosov derech rabim, kei mashal hedi delo, Lamar Lomed Mihosim Lahochad Din Zeh. And he says...
Is that the opposite of the Rashbash?
Well, again, the Rashbash is saying that you need... right, in other words, the Rashbash is saying it's harder to make... it's easier to make... Yeah, it's sort of like the opposite, right. So Lamaisa, you know, B'shas Hadchak, I think you can be Somech on this far. That maybe even if it's a Shvil Hamafsik, it could be okay. So again, so once you're assuming, and so again, Lechatchila, Shebin Lechatchila, it could be that that's what this friend was saying. You really should want to have, and everybody's into this, to have it all in one Rishus, like the Rashbash. But Lamaisa, if someone relies on the other Shita, I think it's the simple Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, if there's also a Shvil HaMafsik, so then you have more problems, because the Prima Gadol says that Shvil HaMafsik is not only a din in Zimun, but it's also a din in Tzir of the Minyan. But even that is what to rely on. So it depends how big the Tzorich is, and if you can be Misak in the Inyan, that everyone's in the same Rishus, Matov, but to say somebody who's not does that he's not Yotze, so that's I think the Pashup Shah seems from the Shulchan Aruch that as long as you could see Elu as Elu, then the Mitzarif, and then you could say Kaddish and Kedusha and Borchu and everything. Because there are two issues. The issue of is Ria alone good, or do you need to be in the same Rishus? And then even if you say that Ria alone is good, what if there's a Shvil HaMafsik? Because the din of Shvil HaMafsik was only brought down in Hilchas Zimun, and it wasn't brought down in Hilchas creating a minion and Simen Nud Hei. That was the... So, but Baruch Hashem, we were zochet to have an outdoor minion in the same Rishus. Sometimes, and I'm not machpid, if sometimes people want to stay outside of the... You know, I told that guy who was complaining to me, I said, I personally am not makbid that everyone has to come inside the cage. So if some people feel comfortable that... Some people just could go outside the cage because, I don't know, they just like to, be outside the cage. Some doing it for, they're more machmir on social distancing. So, but the cage has ganz fine social distancing also. It depends on how many people show up that day to the minyan.
Okay. My minyan and outdoor minyan is made out in the winter of individual greenhouses.
Right, individual greenhouses. You should go to his minyan in Lakewood, in individual greenhouses, and that's a Rishus Bifnei Atzmo. So everyone's in a Rishus Bifnei Atzmo, right? It's Atzar Tfachim High, at least.
Yeah, sure.
And it's Dalit al Dalit. So then your minyan has to be Somech on... so you can't say your Svara now. In other words, you have to reject the Aruch HaShulchan, or else you'll have a problem with your minyan. If you say your svara in the Aruch HaShulchan, that it's only for you.
Well, they explained the Aruch HaShulchan Shita.
Right. So, but you have to paskin against the Aruch HaShulchan to make it. And then you can rely on the against the Rashbash. But you the Pashup Shad is you're the Shulchan Aruch, and not with the Aruch HaShulchan. You're the Mach the Chidah, the Machzik Bracha. You could be in different rishuyos, but as long as everyone this one can see this one, this one can see this one, then it'll be good. Now, what about Kriya Satorah? What about Kriya Satorah? So Reb Moshe Sternbach was the first prominent rabbanim to give this heter, and one of my talmidim, who was close to Reb Moshe Sternbach, he lives there in Eretz Yisrael. Now, he was in my shir many years ago. He told me that's what they do in his shul. They give minyan aliyahs from afar. Not necessarily from the third story of an apartment building, But the guy, he doesn't come to the up to the Sefer Torah, and he's where he is in the shul, and he makes the bracha. So that, if you want to see the tshuva, that's on page 15, where he, starting on page 15 in the supplement, where he writes on the bottom, page 16, the Kriyas HaTorah, Shemitztarfin Ba'ofen Anal Yidei Mirposos, Yala Lator Tchila Balkore, or Achayim, listen, by Zeu, Lachayim, Efshar, Lachabe Balias, as Hashchenem, Tzoy Mishar HaMirposos. In other words, so you have the Balkore on one porch, and the other guy is going to get an aliyah from his porch. He can hear the Kriyas HaTorah. He can hear it. But he's saying, okay. So he was the one who permitted it. But others, Ramoshe Yehuda Tannenbaum, Big Talmud Chacham Ha'Stol in Kiryas Yoel, says that he wrote an article in the Torah Journal called Gvinas Verodim. It's a Satmar Torah Journal. And he writes here on page 19, and let me tell you, what people originally told me, of different Rabbanim, was saying, well, look, we give aliyahs to blind people, right? So if you give aliyahs to blind people, so this should be no different. So my knee-jerk reaction was, yeah, but the blind person comes up to the Torah. He doesn't get, you know, so true, he can't read it inside, so he's going to be Yotze through Shomei Ka'ona, but he's coming up to the Torah. That was my initial, response. That's not the same as the blind person. So I was happy to see that in this Kovitz he says this idea. On page 19, he wants a taina that if you give an aliyah to somebody from afar, that's a bracha levatala. And I'm nota to feel that. Now they have the plexiglass things, so then your mamash are coming to the thing, and you can, you know. But he says here on page 19, Kshem Bevarach al Sefer Torah Me Rachok, on the bottom right side of page 19, Kshem Bevarach al Sefer Torah Me Rachok, Havi Brachol Atola, Afkshe Yivyo Achach al Sefer Torah Tzlo. So he says, you know, because he says, what's the idea? Because he says, we have a concept, you don't make a bracha on. So a mitzvah that you're doing behirur, right? Right. Some poskim hold you can't make a birchas haTorah or a Torah behirur. So what's the idea? So he writes here on page 19 on the left side, v'hinei, paragraph v'hinei. B'tam adav shein yochal levarach al mitzvah shemachshava. So it's kosov sham b'kur b'kol arye. It's verse of Yisrael near Pashu. Right. The Mechaber says you can't make birchas haTorah if you're just going to think and learning, and you're not going to. Articulate the learning. Dear Pashadu, the Chazin of Gavin Brochet, Sarkhlios Habrocha, his Chabrus in a mitzvah. Sarkhlios over Las Yosem. I mean, over, it was just like we have halach, if you make the bracha too far in advance, then it's not going to be good. Well, what's the idea? Because the bracha has to be a mitzuruf to the mitzvah. So if it's too far in advance, it's not mitzuruf. And also, one second. That was just like if it's too far in advance, no good. If it's too far, it's also no good because it's there has to be nicker what the bracha is going on. So if you have a chves, you have an apple and it's the other side of the room and you're making a bar priates. So you're making a bar priates, but there's no apple in front of you. So it's not nicker what it's going on. So then, just like if you're not going to do a mitzvah through machshava, you know, you're going to think in learning, and you're going to make a berachas haTorah, it's not nikkur, there's no tzirif. That's the idea, there's no tzirif. So that's what he claims. That was my, not as lumdus as he is saying it, but that was my knee-jerk reaction. How can you bring a raya from blind people? The blind person gets the aliyah, he comes up to the Sefer Torah. Someone brings him up. But to say that you could just make a birchas haTorah and get an aliyah from afar. Certainly, when one guy's on the fourth floor, and that lading on the bottom, you know. So I was so when I saw this printed after I was very happy because this was my knee jerk reaction that there's no such thing as you know. And it's better, I would say, to just you want to give the Balkore all the aliyah. You know, I was in a minyan that. For several times, we started the minyan when it became legal on Parshas Bamidbar. And then as things eventually got more, we started giving out aliyahs. But before that, the Baal Kori got all the aliyahs. He got over, I made a cheshbon. This Baal Kori, who was waiting for us, got over 100 aliyahs between the wall of Sefer Bamidbar and the part of Dvarim. He got over 100 aliyahs. Every Shabbos he would get, seven, maybe eight aliyahs every Shabbos. It kept going on. He got over 100 aliyahs from us, So this idea of from afar, even though it's true that Rav Moshe Sternbach does say it, but like Rav Shulam Palachek said to me, he didn't think from Williamsburg. He didn't think like that. I'll be Pashtus.
Okay. Yes, I'm in.
Yeah.
This past Shabbos in our shul, we have a plexiglass separator, and what goes on is that the guy gets here, he goes up there, and he says it's for alcohol.
Right. We also have that. Yeah.
Right. So we gave a guy an aliyah this week who was really, he's from out of town, just sort of joined our shul. He gave an aliyah, and his first time in our shul. So he gets up there, he has an aliyah, but he brings his own chumash, his own little art scroll chumash with him. And while the bookcaller is reading, he's following along in the art scroll. So I don't want to embarrass him publicly, but I did walk over to him while he's having aliyah. I said, listen, you really have to look through the plexiglass.
Yeah, you can, right. The plexiglass, you can. I've gotten aliyah through plexiglass. You could see it, yeah.
Right, but the question is, would you agree with me that, because you're saying the blind person, he makes the effort to go up. But this guy made the effort to go up, except he was following along in the chumash.
Yeah, so... Right, so at least over there, he would be totally on the question of the blind person. So it could be it's not technically a bracha levatola, because he's no word. There, I would say it would be a proper comparison to the blind person, but even the blind person, we're not going to let him, we only did give it following those shitas because he has no brera. But this guy has a brera, like you said, then I would say for sure, he should be looking through the plexiglass and looking in the ksav himself. I agree, but I don't think it's as bad as the situation like this other fellow wrote that when you're not even letting him go up and then he's just doing it from afar and then there's no tziruf between the bracha and the chafetz that he's making it on. Okay. Okay, so I promised both Dr. Horowitz and Dr. Maybrook I would speak about two more topics. So we're working on time here. One topic Dr. Maybrook wanted to discuss is the idea of the people who take forever to daven. So how long do you have to wait for these people? Or do you have to wait for these people? So if you want to see the Makaris on this, so first is the Shur HaRosh on page 14. This is in the packet that says Enyan Nisuin Chav Gimel. Where he writes that you should have 10 on the top left. She'ein tisha beveis hakneset mechavenim lebrikas shliach tzibur nira kibracha levatola. So you need 9 people in the chazar sashatz listening, and he writes a lashon nira kibracha levatola. So the question is, what is the story? So the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says here, one second, let me find the page for you. One second. So the question is, so according to the simple pshat, in the rush, so you couldn't start Chazar Shashatz unless you have, 9 people who and the shots that are, the 9 people listening and the shots is saying it. But one second. But let's see But not everyone agrees. Let's see. Let's look on page 11 from the Marl Bach. The Marl Bach here is on page 11. Chiddush Godol Hodyein Bal Hagoz Maimini Shim Echad Me'asara Hu Mispala Yecholim Lo Makadashimo Shere Nikra Tov Bnei Yisrael Olai Ladaito Hu Adim Begimel Odalad V'nisha Harov Shehem Mechavnin Aval Ba'ot Shein Afil Harov Mechavnin Lekadash Baruch Hu Ein Lanu. In other words, he said, as long as we have Rov that are Mechavin, that's okay. Rov is okay. Six. There's three or four people are spacing out. They're whatever. So because first he says, the Hagos Maimon, he says, in one of the ten. In other words, he's still davening. One of the ten is still davening. So he's not answering Kaddish, he's not answering Kiddush, he's not answering Baruch Hu, because he's still davening. So the Hagos Maimon says, oh, that's okay. One is okay. He could say Kaddish. So then the Marl Bach says, even more than one. He could be doing something else. Yehu Adin Gimel or Dalet. But at least he should have a roll. So basically he's saying that if you by Mariv, if you want to wait, so you should wait for six. You know, six people listening, you should wait to at least have a roll. That's what the Marl Bach says. And but says the Alter Rebbe, but not by Chazar Sashatz. So the Kaddish is no, you're not saying anything, you know, Levatol, but the Alter Rebbe, where's the Alter Rebbe? That this din of the Marl Bach, you can't apply to Chazar Sashatz. That's what the Where's the Alter Rebbe? Is on what page?
21.
Yeah, Alter Rebbe is on page 21. Zokter Alter Rebbe. Yeah, the end of the Sif Zayin. The parentheses, the last three lines. So he says one guy, three people, four people, they're spacing out, they're still davening, whatever they're doing. So you can still say Kaddish Baruch Hu Kedusha. But if he's doing Chazar Shashas, so he says he shouldn't rely on, in other words, then you should be Machpin. In other words, the din of Marl Bach, that you want to say a Davar Shebekedusha, even though other people can't answer, as long as you have six, it's good. As long as you have six of good. Chazar Hashad, you shouldn't rely on six. You need nine. But Zok the Tzitz Eliezer, on page 23, Zok the Tzitz Eliezer, on the left, right side, Brado Akot Shemeshulchan Aruch Hagon Roshnei Zalman, Shodok Ki'ilu Narga, Bezos Halacha, V'Harei Shematik, Es Halacha, Shem Hitzchil Echad, Me'asel Nispalo, Levado V'Niochol Anos, Avol Pikei Mitztarif, Imohem, Mosif Mishnei Chatzayim Levena. He puts in parentheses. Go Kaddish or Baruch Hu. Afilu Kedusha Imashazal Ispala Adayim Belachas Lasva. Along Shatz Chozer Tefila. Then you should. Oh, Nimar. Then you should have nine. Ufiza Nofel Bemir Heta Omer Ladin Yishan Shas. So then we don't have so much of a Heta now. But he says that maybe not, maybe. Yeah, he says Vihine on the left side, Vihine, paragraph Vihine. Shanaim and Makoras Halacha Zos Kefisha Uva Beis Yosef Nuchel Ladasha Meduba Behedya Gamal Kedusha Vegamal Guf Hatfila. That this din of Dargos Maimini, if one person is davening Shmonesre, that you're allowed to say Kaddish already, even though you're not going to have nine people answering. It doesn't only apply, even the Gufa Tefillah, meaning Chazar Shashatz. Grams the din of one person sleeping, etc. So then it would come out, according to that, if that's true. He says, and look at the bottom, on the bottom left, Os Gimel, Masha Shoel Hashgolim of Shner Zalman, and Masha Nifzak Pesim Chuv Zim, are you test Mechavnim Korv Lios Bruchos Lovatola? Shem Al Dover Pirish Lachay Kos of Korov, Hainu Avalo Mamish. It's Korov Lovrocha Lovatola. You know, it's not the best thing, but it's not... So if you have six that are answering, so then it should be okay. So again, so if you're in a situation where it's cold and people need to go, and you know, and this guy, and some people, they can take. I'm telling you, they can take forever. So if it's just waiting a couple of minutes here, there, you know, they could, some people, you know, go forever. So you can rely on what the Tzitz Eliezer says here. So if you'd have six, it would be okay in the to start Chazar Shashatz even. Look, if the pair of people are not going to take so much longer, so it's you know, so the Alter Rebbe doesn't like that. Alter Rebbe says, this did of the Ghost Maimon, he says, if one person's still davening, you could start saying Kaddish. So the Maral Bach says, and it doesn't mean only one. Three, four is also, if they're still davening, it's okay. But the Alter Rebbe says, that's not only for Kaddish and Kedusha and Baruch Hu, but not for Chazar Shashatz. And the Tzitz Eliezer says, no, even for Chazar Shashatz, that goes Maimon, he meant it. So then... the extension of the Agos Maimoni should be the same. And it says Brachel Vatola, it says Korov LeBrachel Vatola. It doesn't say it's Mamish. So that's a good idea to know. So that was Dr. Maybrook's request. Now I comply to Dr. Horowitz.
Araf and Mariv, then there's no reason to wait. You will just have six people. Like, I see people waiting for 10 people or 9 people for Mariv. If this is saying Kaddish, then Lechatfila, you only have six people.
Yeah, look, if it's only a question of waiting a little bit, so
you don't know, and
you don't know. Well, it depends. If you have a minion that you daven every day, and you know how the guys daven Shmoneh Esrei the night before, they're not changing to this night. if you don't know. But the people who take forever will take forever. Last night they'll take forever tonight, and then tomorrow night, etc.
Harav, what's the reason to wait for Mariv? It's just for Kaddish, so therefore six for Kaddish should be okay.
Yeah, but we always have a question about this. We have a minion that we made on Shabbos since Corona, and the different people have different shitas in the minion of whether tefillah, say for example by tefillah b'tzibur, should you, in other words. We all, Baruch Hashem, we usually get a minyan, but the question is of having a Sar Mispalim. So you need a Sar Mispalim to have, so the thing over here, it's a Sar Onim, maybe is better. But if it's going to be a Tircha, then don't wait. Then you could even be more Svar to be Mekel. But if you know that it's only going to take a couple of more minutes, so wait a couple of more minutes, unless it's bitter or cold and something like that. You know what I mean? So then...
Maybe could it be that the Shitas Trelakel, Steve Brazel, maybe the Shitas will have to say,
what I was thinking like this.
What?
You have row, six, you can start. Why wait?
So the question is, is it a Mokom Tzorach? Now, every situation is different. It depends how cold it is. It depends how long, you know, you have to, see what how big the Tzorach is. Right. If it's not such a big Tzorach, and it's not so cold, so then be a little patient. But if you know that, but some people, you know, they're going to be standing there after Meir for another 10, 15 minutes.
That's
a Tzorach and Tzibura. So you don't have to wait. Okay, Dr. Horowitz asked me to discuss another question that comes up with these minyanim, is the Friday night Magen Avos Shaila. The Friday night Magen Avos Shaila is brought down in Poskim that we only say Magen Avos in a minyan kavua. So we had the Shaila also. At what point is it no longer, is it already a minyan kavua? So it's mashma in the Alter Rebbe in the Shulchan Aruch Harav that if you have it already a couple of weeks and you're davening at the same minyan, a couple of weeks. They're having a, you know, an outdoor minyan. They're all together. A couple of weeks already. So then you can consider it a minyan kavua. And the Alter Rebbe also says, like Rav Chaim Kalman Gutman pointed out to me, and if you have a situation where Tzibah wants to say it even without a minyan, you want to, even on the first minyan, on the first Shabbos, Yeshal Milismach. It says in Alter Rebbe. You know, Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen's son, Rabbi Yom Cohen, told me once, his Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef Frankel, was once in an Aguda convention. This child comes out, I see, in Yom Thanksgiving, Aguda convention. Well, I don't know, the Aguda convention on Zoom is different than the, but this is an Aguda convention Shaila. That you go to a hotel for one Shabbos, and they're going to daven the Friday night davening and say Magen Avos. So should they, so Pasha says you don't say Magen Avos because it's only one Shabbos, not a couple of weeks, it's one Shabbos, so you shouldn't say Magen Avos. So he said this over, Rav Yosef Frankel said over to Rabbi Cohen's son, he told him that he was once at an Aguda convention, and they said Magen Avos. And Rav Moshe Feinstein, after the davening, made a macha. He wanted the Olam to know that it was Shalom Kedin. But now the Gerer Rebbe was there, he thought it was Kedin. So afterwards, they were arguing and learning. The Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Gerer Rebbe, whether it was Shalom Kedin or not. So, you know, so that was... So Pasha says, if it's a one-time thing, you don't. But if it's already a couple of weeks... Say 3 weeks already they had it, and they're continuing, so they could already say Magen Avos. And if they really want, they could says the Alter Rebbe, they could rely on the Shita that you don't even need a minyan kavua. Okay, and then I always my last chayv is to Dr. Maybrick. He always likes me to say Emili the Agada, so we'll end with that. And then I wish you a good year and whatever we wish on Thanksgiving. The Pnei Das, this Rabbi Eric Goldstein said over, I told him from Rabbi Tuvia Lazdun pointed out to me. Now this week's parsha, Yetzi Yaakov Mibershova Ve'elech Harana. So Rashi brings down that Yaakov says, Efshar Shavati Amakum Shem Mispalu Chaveirai. How could it be? I went from Beersheva, he went to Haran, that means he went past Yerushalayim, and he didn't daven. He says, how did I lose that opportunity? So there was a Kfitzas HaDerech, two different pshatim, whether the Mokum came to him, or he came to the Mokum. But the idea that he's saying is that in life, there's always going to be opportunities. And the key, like Rabbi Eric Goldstein was saying over, and the key in life is not to lose the opportunities. Here, Yaakov Avinu said, I mamish was in Yerushalayim, the best place in the world to daven. And I didn't daven. I just passed it by. Efshar she'avarti, amokam she'shpalu avosai, v'lo ispalti. So he went back. And then Hashem made a kvitzas haderech, to either that he gets there, or that the mokam came to him. And that's the big yisod in life, that life offers countless opportunities. That's why the Vilna Gaon was crying before he died. That the Talmidim said, why are you crying? You did so much. He said, yeah, but in this world, a couple of pennies, I buy tzitzis. In the other next world, I don't have any opportunities anymore. This is the Olam Asiyah. So in life, there's so many opportunities. Every day is full of opportunities, of Torah, of Chesed. And every day, we have to use all the opportunities that we have to do Maisim Tovim. And where else we'll regret it? Like Yaakov Avinu. How did I passed it by? I was mamish there. I could have davened. The Mokum Shir Spalwa Voisai on the Mokum HaMikdash. And I missed it. So Hadar Ape. He went back. And HaGadosh Baruch Hu helped him out. So he shouldn't, because he really had Charata. Sometimes people don't even have the Charata. You should realize. So Baruch Hashem, this Thanksgiving is another opportunity to, you know, to learn. And the schuyos of all the Pembers, Dr. Maybrook, the founder of the Vav L'Chizuk HaTorah. So, you know, it's always, you can always say, You know, it's too hard. You know, I told you, the Chasam Sofer once says, he says, so what's the chait of the onus? I understand ratzon. He says, the chait is, why are you clapping al chait for the onus? He says, you're clapping al chait because some people have a ratzon to have an onus. In other words, sometimes, you know, it's a snowstorm, so you can't go there. So you didn't want to go to the wedding anyway, but how does it look? But now it's a snowstorm, so now it's good. Now I have a kosher excuse. And no one can have a tie on me. So that you have to clap al chait for, because because deep down you didn't want to go anyway. And you didn't want to do the mitzvah anyway. You wanted to look for an excuse. Al chait shechatanu fanecha ba'onus uveratzon. You should never have a ratzon to have an onus. You should never have a ratzon to have an onus. That's a big. Rav Meir Scheinberg was just nifter in Corona Zatzal, so he told a story over once from the Brisker Rav that somebody wanted to. Brisker Rav asked someone to do a favor, and it was on a day on a legal holiday or something. They won't be able to get the papers for something, and he pushed them, and he was able to do it. The guy just took the attitude, you know, it's for foul. No. Like Rabbi Scheinberg said, if you really want to do it, you'll get it done. And there'll always be, in life, there'll always be excuses. Sharei excuses will never, diminish. But you always have, over from Ramatul Katz. Ramatul Katz says, tells the Rosh Hashiva, Omer Atzel Ori Bachutz. The lazy person says, I couldn't come out to meet you because there's a lion outside my door. So Ramatul Katz says, if there was a lion, if there was a lion there, Taki has an excuse. If there was no lion, then he's not an otzel, he's a liar. So he said, no, in Ochanami, there was a lion there. But if you really want to get something done, you'll figure out how to go around another way. You'll get it done in most cases, not all cases, but in a lot of cases. So that's so Baruch Hashem, we were able to keep our minhag. This is over 20 years. You can have to ask Dr. Maybrook. The first year I remember Dr. Maybrook was in Israel, the year I gave it. So if he remembers when that trip from Israel is, we can take an exact count of how many years it was that we had this kvias. And so Baruch Hashem, it's a big schus. It's a big schus for the Miyased, Dr. Maybrook, and all the people who are very involved, Dr. Horowitz, or Steve Brazil, and all the other people. We thank Rabbi Sokolov, and we always have a karsa tov for Rav Shadrowitzky, and we appreciate Rabbi Schoenfeld's attendance. Rabbi Bleich once said there was somewhere out of town, someone made a koilo. So then, because they made a koilo, someone else opened the kolo. So someone said, in Shemaim, you're going to get schar for two kolos, because your kolo calls another. So now, today, in all the communities, they're making the shiurim. But who gets the schar, not only for this thing? It's Dr. Maybrick was the first one to come up with this years ago, of the Vad L'Chizuk HaTorah of making shiurim on legal holidays. So Bez Hashem, it should Omed Lo Ulchol Mishpachto as a schus for him and his family and all of Klal Yisrael, and we should see the end of all the magefas and all the negativity, and we should only be able to have Simcha Sason. But till then, Torah Shalamadati Ba'af Yashamdali. We have to continue with the Torah, and even though it's difficult, the more difficult the from Tzara Agra. Bez Hashem, we should be the next year, if the Mashiach doesn't come and we're not all in Yerushalayim, we should be able to get back together in Kew Garden Hills and continue the shir. And Bez Hashem, it should be a schus for us, for Klal Yisrael, for the whole world, and should all be healthy and be well, and we should see each other and Besoros Tovas.
Amen. So I know you're closing, and anybody wants to leave, please do. It's just be really between me and you. This week, I write just about every week for our local paper, the Queen's Jewish Link. So I wrote about the whole concept of Thanksgiving. So I mentioned here that I, years ago, I had a child with him, and I was anyway, he told me, he's controversial. A lot of